Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 16th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Coinbase announced that the National Futures Association approved its application to operate a Futures Commission Merchant, FCM, giving its customers the ability to trade spot crypto and futures on the same platform. And interestingly, some of those futures contracts will be listed on the Coinbase Derivatives Exchange, formerly Farex. In one sense, this is all good news, a new FCM. Cheers! But in another case, it is the worst case scenario futures only brokers have always worried about, the exchange getting into their space and directly handling customers. The fears of brokers are not laws or rules, and we have already seen an exchange buy an FCM when MIAX bought dormant trading amid the FTX disintermediation proposals that have since gone up in smoke. Coinbase has followed the rules to get its FCM approved. Now it needs to operate it safely and efficiently, all while dealing with the sometimes toxic crypto markets. Another thing Coinbase now has to navigate is the curse of the publicly traded FCM. Not many FCMs who have become public companies have survived this curse. I wish them good luck and great risk management and compliance. Here are two quotes from Coinbase executives about the approval. Quote, "This is a significant milestone for bringing federal regulation oversight over the crypto markets. Under the supervision of the CFTC and NFA, Coinbase will be able to offer regulated futures in a manner that protects consumers and helps ensure that the U.S. remains a center for digital innovation. Coinbase looks forward to meeting the CFTC and NFA's high standards and providing Americans with more financial options," Faryar Shirzad, Chief Policy Officer. And, quote, "We're pleased to confirm that Coinbase Financial Markets, Inc. has secured regulatory approval from the National Futures Association, NFA, to offer U.S. customers access to crypto futures from our platforms. Offering U.S. investors access to secure and regulated crypto futures is key to unlocking growth and enabling broader participation in the crypto economy. As the first crypto-native leader to offer traditional spot trading alongside regulated futures, U.S. investors will soon be able to use derivatives to manage risk on their underlying crypto assets through the safest, most trusted name in crypto," Andrew Sears, CEO, Coinbase Financial Markets. Jonathan Honig, managing member of Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund LLC, produced a documentary film with the name Pit Trading 101 and recently posted it to his personal YouTube channel. For those of you who never had the chance to be a trader on the CME trading floor, here's your chance to see the training offered by Mickey Hoffman, formerly of the University of Trading. The description of the film includes these opening paragraphs. "Imagine a job that required you to stand on your feet for 7 straight hours, frantically screaming and yelling while making bets worth $10,000, $50,000, or even $100,000. But this isn't Las Vegas. It's a trading pit. At the peak of the mid-1990s market frenzy, over 10,000 traders worked on the floor of the Chicago's four major exchanges. Trillions of dollars worth of commodities were exchanged with just the flick of a wrist or motion of the hand. While an outsider might see this environment as complete chaos, it was actually quite the opposite. Open outcry, a style of communication relying on specific gestures and vocal cues, was a sort of secret language unique to traders, one that has never been replicated elsewhere. Aspiring traders often got their foot in through apprenticeships or connections, but others attended the University of Trading, a weekend course offered at the CME, where they learned how to communicate orders with their hands and practice making trades with brokers in the pit. A documentary film crew was given rare access to tape this particular class, which happened to include a young trader named Jonathan Honig. The resulting footage was never used and sat untouched for 17 years. During that time, the entire industry disappeared. The film is a look back at a job, an industry, and a world that no longer exists. Have you heard the story about the raid by the police chief and the entire police force in Marion, Kansas, of the offices of the Marion Record, the local newspaper? The police not only raided the newspaper, but also the home of the 98-year-old publisher who died a day later, allegedly from a lack of sleep and stress from the raid. Allegedly, the raid was about a DUI of a local restaurant owner, but reports also say the paper was investigating anonymous tips it received about the police chief. There are clear constitutional issues raised by this raid, but one thing is sure. Small-town newspapers can be overwhelmed by legal costs fighting for their and our constitutional rights. One way to support the Marion Record is to buy an online subscription to the paper. That is what I did yesterday for $34.99. Gabriella Gabby Cuse has left the CEO role at the Global Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association to join the Digital Dollar Project as a Senior Director of Operations. Cuse has been with the GDACA for 4 years, starting as a freelance advisor, moving to freelance non-executive director, and finally taking the CEO role in 2022. Congratulations to Gabriella. On a related note, Christina Sciotto has been named Interim Executive Director of the Global Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association. The Financial Times has identified a very eye-opening problem that has startling implications for all of us in a story titled, "Have We Reached Peak Coffee?" with the subheading, "Whether the world can produce enough beans to fulfill growing demand is in doubt. Coffee consumption is growing, and the ground it is growing on is shrinking due to warming temperatures, with yields decreasing because of climate change." In a move that surely pissed off some hedge fund clients of X, formerly Twitter, Elon Musk's social media site slowed down access to some rival sites, the New York Times reported. Slowing down the data means these funds who scrape the data from the feed are getting lagging data. The slowdown has reportedly been reversed. According to The Trade, former ED&F Man's Capital Markets executive Chris Smith has been named the CEO of Clear Street's futures clearing business. Smith was an executive with Man Financial that I had the unfortunate experience of having to work with, which is not really correct, as it seemed he worked against me most of the time. I was a pioneer, and he was the chief risk officer, who always seemed to say no. Climate Week NYSE takes place September 17th to the 24th, 2023. The event is hosted by the global nonprofit Climate Group and coordinated by the United Nations and City of New York. Some 400 events and activities across the City of New York, in person, hybrid, and online, bring together business leaders, political change makers, local decision makers, and civil society representatives of all ages and backgrounds from all over the world. Finance is a major focus of Climate Week NYSE, and this year's event will explore in detail how the Inflation Reduction Act is being used to build sustainable infrastructure and create green jobs, accelerating progress in the U.S. Learn more and register for virtual events with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were the rise of zero-day contract options trading, understanding its impact on the S&P 500. Intercontinental Exchange cancels U.S. Bitcoin futures contract, and Cboe Global Markets appoints Mandy Zhu as Vice President and Head of Derivatives Markets Intelligence. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg News. China is hiding more and more data from the rest of the world. Bureau stops publishing youth jobless rates, which hits a record. Government has sought to manage narrative about weaker economy. China's abrupt decision to pause releasing data on its soaring youth jobless rate this week was the latest sign the Asian giant is increasingly restricting sensitive information, especially when it's unflattering to the nation's faltering economy. The unemployment rate of people aged 16 to 24 fell into the prickly category after hitting a record 21.3% in June. One-fifth of young people being out of work is a troubling statistic for a ruling Communist Party obsessed with maintaining social stability. My comment: transparency, integrity, and fairness. It all starts there. If you fail those three things, you fail. And China is failing. Hat tip to BD. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Goldman CEO's most loyal deputy is tested by mutinous partners. Executives frustrated with David Solomon's leadership are turning attention to the bank's number two, John Waldron. Will he be tempted to break with his longtime mentor? The smell of seared red meat, $180 porterhouse to be precise, hung in the air as bankers and traders from Goldman Sachs bluntly sized up their CEO. In a once unthinkable public display, a boisterous crew of senior managers gathered at an upscale Manhattan steakhouse last month and soon veered off on their anodyne agenda. The conversation turned to the company's failings and, in particular, those of its leader, David Solomon. My comment: the knives are out for the Goldman CEO slash DJ in chief. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: Bankman-Fried in Brooklyn jail is ultimate crypto cautionary tale. Hollywood's writers are still on strike, but when they return, it's hard to imagine any of them writing a tale of downfall more dramatic than Sam Bankman-Fried's. Less than a year ago, he was living large in a $40 million beachside penthouse in the Bahamas. Today, that tropical paradise is a distant memory. The former billionaire co-founder of FTX is a resident of one of the most notorious and, quote, disgusting, unquote, jails in the U.S. After his bail was revoked due to accusations he tried to tamper with witnesses in his federal fraud trial. My comment: actions have consequences. Think before you act. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was CoinDesk: the secular investment case for Bitcoin and crypto adoption remains intact. Coinbase. Second was Bloomberg's: why Argentina's Trump-like candidate is disturbing markets. Third was HuffPost's: the 9 passwords experts warn you should never use. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Coinbase, a press release. Coinbase Financial Markets, Inc. secures approval to bring federally regulated crypto futures trading to eligible U.S. customers. Coinbase Financial Markets, Inc. has secured regulatory approval from the National Futures Association, NFA, a CFTC-designated self-regulatory organization, to operate a Futures Commission merchant, FCM, and offer eligible U.S. customers access to crypto futures from our platforms. This is a critical milestone that reaffirms our commitment to operate a regulated and compliant business and be the most trusted and secure crypto-native platform for our customers. Coinbase will now be the first crypto-native leader to directly offer traditional spot crypto trading alongside regulated and leveraged crypto futures on an integrated trading solution for our verified customers. And then here's a press release from CBOE. CBOE Markets appoints Mandy Zhu as Vice President and Head of Derivatives Markets Intelligence. Cboe Global Markets, the world's leading derivatives and securities exchange network, today announced Mandy Zhu has joined the company as Vice President and Head of Derivatives Market Intelligence. In this role, Zhu is planning to produce high-level insights and analysis on derivatives markets themes and flows, with a focus on furthering client education on Cboe's markets and its leading suite of derivatives products. And then here's a story, this one also from Bloomberg News. The headline, China asks some funds to avoid net equity sales as markets sink. Deepening slowdown, property sector crisis has been a drag. Previous similar guidance did little to shore up stock market. Chinese authorities asked some investment funds this week to avoid being net sellers of equities as a rout in the nation's financial markets deepened, people familiar with the matter said. Stock exchanges issued the so-called window guidance to several large mutual fund houses, telling them to refrain for a day from selling more onshore shares than they purchased, according to the people who asked not to be identified, discussing private information. The instructions were relayed to fund managers through investment executives at the firms, they added. And then finally, here's a story from the trade. Trading Technologies hires an ex-Bloomberg expert as EMEA director. Incoming individual previously spent two decades at Bloomberg and has also held senior positions at BGC Partners, Algomi, and Solomon Smith Barney. Trading Technologies, TT, has appointed Gavin Miller its new director of EMEA sales, TT Fixed Income. His move follows almost 5 years at fixed income aggregation and surveillance technology business Algomi. Algomi was acquired by BGC Partners in 2020, integrated with BGC's electronic trading and software division, Fenix, after which Miller became managing director, institutional sales, responsible for the Lucera Loom Alpha product. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.